Okay, I concede. I don't really know what the Federal Reserve is going to do after this meeting, but it couldn't have happened at a worse day where we had Iran strike another ship and we have oil prices jumping up from here. And I told you, oil up, inflation up, rates up, and we got a Fed meeting today. But I need your help. What's going to happen down the road? Because the Federal Reserve, they meet about every 6 weeks. They determine what the federal funds rate is going to be, and they also kind of determine where interest rates are going to be. So today we're going to look at where mortgage rates are, what the Federal Reserve is most likely to do, and then I'm going to give you all the data that they look at, and then I want your comments down below. What do you think the Federal Reserve is going to do at this meeting? Then what do you think they're going to do down the road? So let's get to today's news. We had mortgage rates come down a little bit yesterday, but you got oil prices right through here, jumped 6%. So what do you think is going to happen to rates? Well, they're going to get worse. So if you're new to my channel, as I start my day with this thing right through here, it's the chart. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. All you have to understand is that number right up through there. If it's red, that's not good news. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. Red means mortgage rates are going to go up. Green means they're going to get better. So 14, really not going to move the market huge, because I think the markets are just going to wait for see what the Federal Reserve says later this afternoon. So we're going to be live this afternoon. The Federal Reserve, are they going to come out and actually give us what they're going to do? You know, are they going to come out and give us a conference in front of the media? We don't even know that. I was watching some news last night and they said, is he even going to come out, the new Fed president, and he even going to tell us, you know, what he's telling about and they're talking about behind the scenes? And is he going to come out to mainstream media and start to talk with them? Only time's going to tell. So we'll be live today. So join me today to see if they do come out, and if they do, what they do with rates. But even if they do that with rates, what's coming down the pike? So without further ado, folks, let's get over to all the data that we got today that the Federal Reserve is going to look at and figure out where's the rates going to go from here. So here's what we have today. Here's what the Federal Reserve monitors. Okay, so let's look through this. Over through there is the federal funds rate. All that is interbank lending. If one bank needs money, they can go to another bank and get a loan at that interest rate over there. We can't get even close to that. But the way they do it is they're like, okay, there's the rate that we control. So they're saying, okay, if interbank lending rates go up, well, then everybody else's rates are going to go up. So that's kind of how all this works. So the Federal Reserve controls that rate over there, and there's usually a ripple effect through the economy. They look at inflation, the PCE. They look at the jobs number. And they also look at the gross domestic production in the U.S., and we're over 2%, so I'll give that a thumbs up. Then we have an unemployment rate that's 4.2, and historically, that's where we've always been, at 4.2. I'm going to give that a thumbs up, but we're going to start looking a little careful on these, because these numbers are starting to crack a little bit. And there's that inflation number that they look at. They want that thing at 2. It's at 4.1 and growing. Because if we have oil prices going up from here, inflation's going to go up. And then that means they're going to look at this and say, well, rates got to go up as well. But let's get over and look at actually the data that's coming in. And this is where I scratch my head. So I need your data and your comments down below. Let me know your thoughts, because I don't know if I'm missing something here. I go through this data and I'm looking at it and saying, okay, inflation's high. We know that. But is it high because of oil and energy? So we want to take a look at that, and then we also want to take a look at the jobs markets, and the last few readings haven't been too good, so let's look at how these numbers are coming in. Right now, the CPI number, the consumer inflation, the number we pay, is up 3.5% year over year. It was down 0.4% month over month, negative. Okay, that doesn't mean prices are going backwards. It just means the rate of increase is starting to slow down. But then if we take out oil, the energy piece of this, the inflation rate's at 2.6. Okay, the Fed wants these at 2. So it's not that much inflated. And then if you go over month over month, it's 0. So if inflation's at 0 on this end, minus over here, well, we got a good look through there. So if I'm the Federal Reserve, I'm saying, okay, this is actually telling me inflation's coming down and the oil piece of this is really helping. Okay, so then let's go over to here. The jobs report. We have an unemployment rate right now at 4.2. The initial jobless claims is 187,000. Historically, that's okay. But lately, these numbers are starting to show a little bit of weakness. So let's get down through it. The bottom line, if you look at a lot of the inflation numbers, they're dropping because of energy. Okay, so look at this. CPI plunges. If you go over to here, the producer inflation is plunging. You go down through here, the PC, this is the number that the Federal Reserve watches. Still a little inflated. But if you go down through here, here's some of the things that are helping. Unemployment rate staying sticky. initial jobless claims, here's where I'm starting to get a little concerned. They're starting to go up a little bit right through here that you can see right behind my head. Okay, but here's the inflation numbers month over month. Now, I'm going to post this as a blog post. You're going to have all this data. But here's some good news. If you go down through here, shelters' June increase was the smallest since January of 2021. So the shelter piece of inflation, it's about 35%. So if you have inflation on shelter actually coming down and it's actually dropping at its biggest pace, then the inflation rates and energy are going to really help inflation. But when's all this going to end? So what I've been saying is watch oil, watch the Iranian conflict, and as soon as it's over, you'll start seeing oil come down. But when's it going to be over? That's the tricky point that we have now. So now if we go over to this piece of the puzzle and we look at the data coming in this week, well, some of the information is going to be filled in after the Federal Reserve tells us what they're going to do today. Like tomorrow, we're going to get a lot of information that they're going to look at. The PCE, this is that number. Look familiar to you? If we go back to this, this is actually the number, inflation number that they really look at. So it's actually coming in tomorrow, so we're going to get that inflation number. We're going to get continued claims and initial claims, and then we're going to get GDP. So tomorrow we're going to get basically everything. But the Federal Reserve's coming out today. So what are they going to do? So they're looking at these things and they're saying, okay, the jobs numbers, okay. The inflation numbers are way high. And we know it's because of oil, but when's this thing ever going to end? So my thing now is whenever it ends, that's when you're going to see rates coming down. But until then, if oil continues to ratchet up, that means inflation's going to ratchet up. That means interest rates, they got to ratchet up. And the Federal Reserve's tune might have to change at the next meeting. So I'm still going to say, watch two things. I need you to watch two things. Watch oil, because as soon as the Iranian conflict ends, whenever that might be, you're going to see oil cap out and then start to drop from there. I hope it doesn't get back up to $120 a barrel. The other thing is, subscribe down there. Watch me every day, about 5 minutes a day. I'm going to come in and give you all the economic news you need for that day to figure out where mortgage rates are going to go from here. So let me know your thoughts on what you think is going to happen now. Here's what I'm advising my clients. So if you come in with a contract right now, we're locking you in because I don't know what's going to happen today at the Fed. Are they even going to come out and tell us what they're going to do? Even analysts are saying, you know, this Warsh guy, he doesn't really want a lot of transparency. He might not even come out today. So we'll have a live event, see if they come out. We're going to let you know what they do, and then we're going to show you with the mainstream media. Once they start asking questions, that's when it gets pretty interesting. But I'm telling my clients right now to lock in if you have a house under contract. If you're sitting on the sidelines, okay, maybe you're looking to buy later this fall, maybe you're in the process of building, you got to watch oil because at this point, that is the predominant factor of what's going on here. So as long as the Iranian war conflict stays in place and keeps going, you're going to have oil staying steady, hopefully at $90 a barrel, close to $100 a barrel, doesn't exceed that. And you'll see rates maybe stagnate from here. But if it gets worse and you see oil go over $100 a barrel, we're going to see rates jumping up to close to 7%. But it can turn on a dime. So it could be signed. They could abide by the rules for 30 days and rates could drop from here. So what do you do? Well, I'm just advising my clients right now, hang tight, watch the news. And also if you're a homeowner right now, sitting on the sidelines saying, Dan, I missed it again. You know, rates keep coming down and I'd like to refinance, but I keep missing it. Well, do me a favor. Go to our website. It's therateupdate.com. You can put in your information right up through there. It's called RateWatch 2.2. What I'm going to do is I'll track your mortgage rate, your payments, any triggers that you actually put in there. We don't sell the data. It'll be me reaching out to you saying, hey, congratulations. Your trigger just hit. You must have, your payment went down or your rate went down. Love to help you out. Let's go over the numbers, see if it makes sense. If it does, we'll walk you through this. So let's go back to where I like to start my videos each day and see where the bond market is taking us. It's minus 18. I thought this was going to just crash today because of the attack, the Iranian attack. It's staying steady. I think they're just waiting on the sidelines to see what the Federal Reserve says this afternoon and what direction they give us. So please let me know your comments down below. Folks, I've been doing this for over 38 years. I'm a loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The bank I work at provides me a national license. The cool thing is we have a slogan. It's this. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan and rates and fees with 30, almost 40 different lenders. Now, you might ask why. Okay, you're watching this video to try to figure out where mortgage rates going and also trying to figure out who's got the best rates. So you put in your application over there and then bankrate.com, LendingTree, they'll sell your data. Everybody will pull your credit, ruin your credit, get back with you with quotes. And if you get quotes, please upload it into that loan estimate review tab right through there, because you probably don't even know which one to pick. So do me a favor, pick the best one you think. Upload it in there. I'll send you a video back seeing if I could beat them on the rate and the fees. If I can beat them on both, hoping to win you as a client. So that's it for today, folks. Please join me this afternoon so we can figure out what the Federal Reserve is going to do in just a couple hours. I think I know, but what are they going to do after this? That's what we really want to be concerned about. So thanks for watching. Please make sure to comment down below. Otherwise, see you live this afternoon, 1:30 Central Time, to figure out what the Federal Reserve did, what they're going to tell us, and what my thoughts are on all this at that time. Thanks for watching. Have a good one. Bye-bye.